So if you have a ham butt problem and you're thinking about the ham butt problem, the conclusion that it leads you to is inexorable and counterintuitive. Paper is the enemy of words. How can this be? I mean, I love books. I really love books. Some of my best friends are books. But the book is not the best shape for the dictionary. And I'm like, oh boy, people are gonna take away my beautiful paper dictionaries? No, there will still be paper dictionaries. When we had cars, when cars became the dominant mode of transportation, we didn't round up all the horses and shoot them. You know, there's still gonna be paper dictionaries, but it's not gonna be the dominant dictionary. The book-shaped dictionary is not gonna be the only shape dictionaries come in. And it's not gonna be the prototype for the shapes dictionaries come in. So think about it this way. If you have an artificial constraint, artificial constraints lead to arbitrary distinctions and a skewed worldview. What if biologists could only study animals that made people go, ah, right? What if we made aesthetic judgments about animals and only the ones we thought were cute were the ones that we could study? We'd know a whole lot about charismatic megafauna and not very much about much else. And I think this is a problem. I think we should study all the words, because when you think about words, you can make beautiful expressions from very humble parts